Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Market insight and analysis. You're listening to the opening bell of CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Squawk on the Street. I'm Carl Quintanilla with Jim Cramer, David Faber at Post 9 of the New York Stock Exchange. Bit of a wild pre-market this morning, but futures near some session highs as we await CPI tomorrow. Yield somewhat well-behaved, 10 years back to 4.37. Our roadmap begins with a prediction from Elon Musk. He says AI will overtake human intelligence next year.
Also ahead, markets are trying to shrug off lower Fed rate cut expectations this ahead of tomorrow's key inflation data. And Amazon's aiming for its first record close, that is, the stock, since 2021. Ooh. That's one day after hitting a fresh, it was fresh, Jim.
It was very fresh.
That 52-week high, very fresh.
Very fresh.
Let's begin with this ongoing AI revolution and the possible concerns down the road. Last night on his social media platform X, Elon Musk weighed in on the rapid development of artificial intelligence.
My guess is that we'll have AI that is smarter than any one human, probably around the end of next year. And then AI, the total amount of sort of sentient compute of AI, I think will probably exceed all humans in 5 years.
We're going to get a lot more today, Jim. Google Cloud CEO keynote at noon.
I love Tom Curry, and I think he's going to tell you, Thomas Curry is going to do a good job. Don't call him Tom.
I will not.
I spent a lot of time at GTC. This is
the NVIDIA conference.
The NVIDIA conference. And we talked so much about when they're going to be smarter. And they are already. I was surprised at what Musk said. I mean, one of the things that Jensen says is put your 100 smartest people together in a room and it's smarter than they are. Already. It's just smarter. And by the way, anything that can be done physically, it can do better.
What? You keep saying this as though it's already here, physically, but maybe.
No, I made it up because I really have nothing to say at 9:02, so I'm going for it.
About the bartender who couldn't really make your
drink. Well, the bartender's an idiot. Bear with me. I was with the people who programmed the bartender.
I will
bear with you. Bartender is going to get much better at his job. He's not using the Blackwell. Once he has the Blackwell, the tie's good.
No,
what do you
beautiful.
Look at the tie?
All right. We've had this conversation, so I want to move on to the next one because I've continued to ask you when you came back, you seemed much more concerned, similarly perhaps to Mr. Musk, with what all this is going to mean.
Bad
but
guys.
Then every time I ask you, all you want to talk about is the fact that they have a robot.
The bad guys, I think, might be able to figure out how to imitate President Obama using it. You'd hear it. And he would be saying something negative about Biden. And it's made up. And it's done by the Chinese or whatever, whoever wants to do it. I mean, Carl, I just...
Yesterday, the Commerce Secretary said something about bioweapons or something along those lines.
You think I heard it?
I know, it was hard to hear.
I think the guts of this is whenever you say anything that what I just said, people always say guardrails. They're guardrails. Well, where were the guardrails during the great cyber hack of all our healthcare records? You know, the bad guys do not. Where was the guard rules when they shut down the MGM Grand? The guardrails only work if you're a good guy. That's what I'm worried about. I think the bad guys might be able to do some things that we don't want.
Yes, I think that's.
That's
I
all.
I think Elon Musk shares that concern to a certain extent. It hasn't stopped him from moving forward with his own efforts in terms of AI. It is a race in many ways still. It's
right.
A race condition
right.
Underway in terms of competition between Alphabet and Google, which right. was way ahead not that many years ago with DeepMind, but had concerns then even about the development of this technology in some areas. Mr. Musk obviously has been concerned and has criticized the company he once helped to found, being ChatGPT,
right.
or I should say OpenAI, ChatGPT being the product. But here we are. I mean, and if he's right, and in 5 years, everything, they're going to be, there's going to be general artificial intelligence
right.
that exceeds our own. I don't know what it means.
Well, what happens if we try to make money off it for a second and discuss some of the stocks?
Okay.
For instance, we talked about Thomas Kurian, that damn Philadelphia accent. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Okay, so we just found out that ARM is going to be the backbone of Google. This is new. This is on the Google.
This is the
Axion.
The Wall Street Journal
story today about yeah. developing in-house chips.
Right, and I think that's totally, it's incredibly good for ARM.
And they used, in their last quarter, Broadcom was a big beneficiary of the effort by Google in terms of making their own
yes.
chips as well.
Yes.
Perhaps as much as $1 billion
no,
specifically
these
just
are,
to,
these
just
are
to
big
Google,
things.
That Broadcom helping with that,
right.
that effort to create your own chips.
And ARM, let's not forget, is already with Microsoft and it's already with AWS. So ARM is the winner this morning, as far as I can see. And Broadcom, that's what's, you know, there's a story that they finally got. JP Morgan discovered that they were in one orders from Google and Meta, which is a story that I broke here last week and nobody cared.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But anyway, I would buy ARM on this, on Google, on the cloud talk. I would buy ARM on because they're in Microsoft and they're in AWS. That is big take. That's a big take. Now we try to figure out who to be to take it from. I mean, is it possible to take it from AMD? I think that they take everything from Pat.
From Intel.
Now, Intel is a share donor.
Yeah, and I was confused about the Commerce Secretary. She obviously, Intel is an American gem. But they also had $8 billion in overruns, and you want to be sure that they can repay the U.S. Can they repay the U.S. with that balance sheet?
Meantime, some of the other Google headlines today talk about expanded partnerships with Crowd and
yes.
Palo Alto.
Look, I think that, now both those are, I have Crowd on. Crowd's amazing. There's one where they really are trying to stop the Vegas. Obviously, Palo Alto does on-prem and also the cloud. They are, look at that lineup. That guy's good. Elf is going to find out about Ulta versus Sephora, David.
Yeah, that was.
And we're going to talk about the Piper Teen survey.
That survey is so big. But anyway, it's just, Kurtz is fantastic. And he is, by the way, very critical of Microsoft's so-called security. Wow. I had to put Microsoft on after Kurt savaged them, because you're not allowed to savage anybody. Come on. This is CNBC.
Alphabet shares have fully recovered from that brief but fairly significant decline when we discussed a great deal how their monopoly in search might be truly at risk and would they be able to move quickly enough to
and
deal with
it. And you know what that
it.
Was about?
And
was
then the stock just came right back.
That was some of the parts. That was YouTube. Laura Martin saying it could be worth about $500 billion. Search, the tech, it has lost like maybe 0.2. I thought it would be much more.
Yeah, but it's early days, isn't it, in terms of the concern that they will be sacrificing
okay,
share.
So think about what you asked me and what I gave you. You said, why did it come back?
Yes.
I said that. Because, you know, that's the truth.
You think paid AI search had anything to do with it?
Paid AI, well, that's... Not
that's
yet.
Been read both ways.
Not yet, but yeah. Yeah, but what I think is that YouTube is the hidden gem here. Now, teenagers spend an inordinate amount of time on TV, web, and they love Google. Their Instagram, we're going to cover this, is gaining because of Reels. On TikTok. David, the teens hold the key.
There's a lot in there regarding TikTok, Instagram, Nike, Lulu.
Nike still maintains number one, but is losing share. Lulu is losing share. Hoka, Deckers, picking up share. Dutch Bro, taking share.
Hoka's picking up share with teenagers?
Yeah.
Not with old guys like me?
No.
Oh.
No one cares about you.
No, they don't.
They already know what you want.
Yeah,
you
we don't.
See, done. David's mind is so made up. He's not with the teen surveys at all. He doesn't care that Sephora's taking share. You think he even knows what Sephora is? Let's see. Sephora.
I don't care.
By the way, the Piper Teen Survey comes out every year. It's 100 pages plus. It's actually, you say it moves stocks.
I think it's fantastic. And I've gone over it this morning. We spent Celsius moving up over Monster. Celsius is a publicly traded company.
Yes, it is.
By the way, Birkenstock did quite well.
Really?
Yes, really. Hmm. No, next lie. VF Corp not doing that well.
Oh, okay.
Overall teen spending, though, down 6 year on year.
I think the teens are gloomy.
This is self-reported.
Yeah, I thought the teens were gloomy.
But they say they're spending.
Look, I think that, like everybody else, like some of the people that we, at the end of the show that's before us, Squawk, they talked about how the people are down. They think that inflation hasn't come down. The teens, I think, are, their mind, they're, the teens are down. And it's not just TikTok brainwashing because they're switching to Reels.
The teens are down. Okay, thanks for that takeaway.
Well, maybe because they don't have 401ks to look at with stocks at record highs.
They don't have 401ks. What they have is YouTube.
And employment.
You can get a job if you want. Look, the notion of the survey is that to try to figure out forward thinking where the stocks are going to go. And I don't want to own Crocs after this. I don't want to own Lulu. I think Lulu could be.
Do you not want to own Nike as well?
Absolutely sell it. Sell Nike. I mean, brutal. Nike is losing share.
You've turned
in
on
every
Nike.
Category.
Well, yeah, slowly but surely, you have
Nike
turned
lost
on them.
Share in athletic. Well, you know what? Did you see the stock? That actually makes sense. Nike lost share in athletic brand preferences in the fall. We are now starting to see weakness in overall brand. And by the way, Nike gave the clothes of the NFL away. The worn jerseys are
to Ruben. To Ruben, right.
And people are not happy with that. Look at Nike. This is what the survey is showing you what that's about. That's hard to reverse. Under Armour also. If we sold Under Armour, not good. Hoka. Yes.
Yeah, but did they get Under Armour right many, many years ago when the teens turned on Under Armour?
What am I, a dictionary? On was just doing incredibly well. 15 bips of mind share sequentially. You and I both know. You tweeted about this morning, and I came in with my team, and we pulled this thing apart because we think this is one of the most market-moving surveys that we get.
It's generally considered to do some rigorous work, which is interesting because the backdrop of viewership, say, for the women's national championship game, did you see those ratings?
18 million.
18.7 million.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the biggest basketball game, pro or college, men or women, ever.
Now, is that right?
Do you know that at the peak,
I watched
at the peak of ESPN when they had 100 million people.
My old friend John Walsh
had come up with a plan to have an all-woman sports station. He said one day people would watch that more than they watch men. Now that was about 15 years ago. Boom. Writer's rain.
Actually, it's since 2019, any basketball game. But for women's, it is a record.
I just think that people are, it is a very positive thing, but it also is indicative of ahead of the Olympics, what we want to watch.
Yeah.
I'm out on thin ice with you, and I don't know what to do, frankly. I would love it to be 8:59, and we could just, you know, like Superman when they ran the movie.
Really? You don't feel like it went well?
It goes backwards and...
I just don't feel... I just feel that I'm on quicksand with you. I don't know what to do.
We got a three-minute break, maybe 2.5 minutes. We're going to take
this
care of
this survey is really important.
Yeah.
We'll dig into it some more today. We're also going to talk to Matt Boss at JPM. Another upgrade from Boss today, this time AEO.
AEO!
You're upping PVH. Take a look at the pre-market here. Some interesting action in Europe, which we'll talk about in a moment. Squawk on the Streets back after a break.
You seek the key, but first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Let's get straight to the point. You want to grow your portfolio to fight rising costs of inflation or pay off your debt or anything standing in the way of you and financial freedom, right? Yahoo Finance, our sponsor today, can help. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been helping great investors like you. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just looking for tips, Yahoo Finance makes it super easy by putting all the tools and data you need in one spot. Yahoo Finance takes a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and more. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. That's how Yahoo Finance gives you insights and helps you take a look at your wealth in its entirety. That big picture perspective is what great investors need. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com.
If you're hoping for Fed rate cuts from the Fed, I say maybe don't hold your breath. This economy doesn't need them. Just be glad we aren't getting any more rate hikes. Yikes.
That's Jim on Mad last night saying the economy doesn't need any rate cuts as rate cut expectations do fall to the lowest level since October with new inflation data coming up tomorrow. Of course, CPI, PPI the day after. Jim, there's a sense that these yields at 4-4-ish are just reflecting better growth.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I had Ferguson on last night. A lot of people feel that's high-end plumbing. No, that's only about 15% of their business. It is piping. It is data center piping. I was talking with the CEO about what Gina Raimondo said, the Secretary of Commerce, that they want to hire 20,000 people. And he was saying, well, look, you know, we don't have the people to do this. We don't have the plumbers to do it. We don't have the technicians to do anything. We're out of people. And that is what I think could be a very big issue, especially when you have travel and leisure hiring 50,000 people, healthcare hiring 70. Where are these people going to come from? And now, they could be, remember we asked Lyle Brainard about the number of permits. They won't tell us. It's just a number in an election year you're not allowed to know. But I wish they would tell us. But I just don't know where they have to bus people everywhere. Wherever there are some tradespeople, they'll bus them in. So I think that the idea that we are, I mean, that this is all federal blasted. When you have TSM building something for $65 billion, that's federal. And so the federal government over-created jobs. They over-created.
It is running hot. Morgan Stanley today, Jim, I'm sure you saw Katie Huberty's chart. It's titled, Do We Spy an Inflection? It measures shipper sentiment, highest in 7 quarters.
Right. But then we have small business, lowest in 11 years, and we had Bullard, who's a guy I really like, saying, I mean, the base case is 3 cuts. I just think that, I love this economy. Don't get me wrong. This economy is robust, doesn't have all that bad inflation. But the idea that the people keep talking about cuts, well, show me where we can find workers. We have no surfeit of workers, and we're thinking about cutting? We have 3.8% unemployment, for heaven's sake. What do we think? Who are these people who make these numbers up? I mean, I love Bullard, but honestly, I mean, you want to go through the roof and we have to import workers from other countries? David?
Well, we already are.
Well, no, but that's not. That's more like people getting into the country.
Yes.
I mean, and working.
And work.
And work.
So in a way, we are importing their workers.
Well, it's,
they don't
I think
have jobs where they are, but they get them here.
I would argue that the reason why wages aren't going through the roof is because we have a level of immigration that is well underreported.
Even though technically many of them are not able to actually get employment, right?
Well.
Which is a issue.
You have to, they get green cards and then you hire automatic data and they look into the green card. So there is a level that of authority, but I understand. I mean, a lot of restaurants.
Sure.
Yeah. And every check.
Meantime, we'll get Cramer's Mad Dash countdown to the opening bell. Talk about what CPI may mean for the markets and the rate discussion beginning tomorrow. One more look at the pre-market here as we're hanging on to gains. Don't go away.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
All right, let's start talking a little stocks, shall we? And get to Jim's Mad Dash. We have an opening bell 7 minutes from now. We've talked a bit about that move in gold, which continues higher. Bitcoin also has had quite a nice rally as well. I'm not sure
if you can
connect them. Don't know.
Well, wow. Yeah, no, they're stores of value. They're stores of value.
And by the way, commodities also, in general.
Right, they've had a big move. Now, if you look at this, you'd say, why haven't the stocks contributed? And why did they just get started now in the last few weeks? Well, the answer is that their finding costs have gone up dramatically. They went up from around 800 in 2018 all the way, David, you'll just to $1,300. That's Barrick, which is a great operator, Dr. Mark Bristow. So you get the cost. Look at this. Now, David, I know you want the fabled Head and Shoulders.
Yes, of course.
That is not Procter & Gamble. But what you need to know here is that the reason why these haven't kept pace is because they can't find enough. And because they can't find enough, that has jacked up the price of bullion. They're not replenishing. They used to replenish 1% a year. Now, let's bring this even more back to stocks. Costco, try getting the gold. That is, we try every week to buy Costco gold on the website, 3 times a week. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. So this is going to add 1% to the comp stores.
All right, but I want to go back to the miners.
Sure.
And you can take a look at, like, the GDX, for example. Why? I don't understand.
Well, because
the metal just keeps going straight
cost,
up. Are they going to start catching
now
up?
Now they are, yes, because the delta has been reached. The cost at $1,300. Now, if you get $2,600, hey, minor Rooney McFatty, man.
I mean,
now,
finally the reason starting why, to move a little bit.
The reason why it's going up. Now, a couple reasons why it's going up. David, no more arsenic. You can't use arsenic, okay? But Caterpillar trucks, autonomous, even they go up, labor go up, environmental damage go up, insurance go up. So that's how they went from 800 to 1300.
Cost.
But now,
cost
now, 1300, making a lot of money with gold where it is.
Yeah.
And you can't find gold at Costco as
all
much
right.
as I try.
Thank you for that.
Please have a deposit box. Don't put the gold under your mattress because bad guys know that it's there.
It's very heavy, though. It's very heavy. All right, we got an opening bell a little more than 4 minutes from now. Don't forget, you know, you want to catch us anytime and anywhere. Well, you can do that by listening to and following the Squawk on the Street opening bell podcast.
Watch Amazon today, rising in the pre-market a day after hitting a 52-week intraday high. The stock is aiming for its first record closing high in almost 3 years, Jim. Got to go back to July of 21.
They're doing a lot of things that are behind the scenes that are excellent. They're still lowering the cost of something that's coming to your house. They're beginning to see an inflection in Europe because of Prime Video, which is really extraordinary. It turns out that that is a great way to be able to get Europeans, and Europe is very, very important. David, there is a surge in Amazon Web Services where they are, remember they were like down, 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 and then it's no longer.
We say down, 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 we should always define
always
that.
Positive.
The growth
positive.
Rate was right. coming down. Right.
And so they don't talk about it much, but it's good. And then I think that the work they're doing with NVIDIA is extraordinary.
Well, explain what you mean when you say that.
They are the biggest adopter of the new chips, which are gigantic. The supercomputers, Amazon, Adam Selipsky, who runs AWS, told me, hey, bring it on. We want the BlackRock. So I think that the fact that they are so forward, very, very important. Very important.
Let's get the opening bell on the CNBC Real-Time Exchange. The big board, it is a tanker company, Hafnia, a member of BW Group. At the NASDAQ, the UN General Assembly ahead of the first ever UN Sustainability Week.
I'm glad Jim, to hear sustainability, right?
It's kind of interesting to chart Amazon versus Apple in the last, say, 6 months, because 165.67 would take you back to the October low on Apple.
Apple is a little exhausting. Yep. I know that what we're getting is some stories that say, that, look, that the service revenue is better, the App Store is better in the month of March than it had been January, February. So I think the service revenue is going to be good. But they have to embrace business. And Steve Jobs didn't, and so far Tim Cook really hasn't addressed the B2B. But that's where Vision Pro, which not a lot of people are talking about, that's where Vision Pro could shine. People keep thinking they'll do this deal with Google, That was supposed to happen, what, in 7 days, and it hasn't happened. I don't know what's going on at Apple. I continue to say own it, don't trade it. But we need to see a phone that has AI in it, like Samsung.
So at this point, you just wait for the leaks to come out about
exactly.
June 10th?
Yes, you have to. And I know it's tough. I know there are people who say, why should I hold this thing? But I think it should be held. I think I have great faith that Tim Cook's going to come.
There is a bull case that may not be embraced by that many, but I did run into one yesterday, a significant holder. Everybody's underestimating Apple and Siri. They're going to come with a cycle
Make
that
David
blows
go away, Siri.
That blows people away. Again, I'm just looking at my notes here, but this is at least in case there is a bull case.
No, Siri's
the Ben Reitzes note the other day.
Yes, I love the Siri's got much
by
more.
By the way, Apple has your location and your text messages. They can use that for training their AI. Don't underestimate what they will do once they do it.
Right, and that's why I say own it, don't trade. You don't know what they're going to release, but you do know that Siri, from the people I deal with, Siri is going to be far more versatile than Alexa. Now, Alexa listens to me. I hate that. She listens to me when I'm talking to my wife. Siri woke me up this morning at 3:20, very politely. It's a little nudge.
All that said, even if this bull case is correct, there could still be an air pocket between now and then because of China demand and concerns there.
Right.
Dan Ives embracing that a little bit as well, and his, one of his endless notes about so many different companies. But yeah.
China's not good. China's not good for any of them. I mean, I don't, maybe craft beer and, that's just in relation to. Secretary Yellen. She was slamming him.
Was having a beer that was made with American hops.
Nursing.
Yeah, Molson was traded up, but I can't relate those two. Molson's.
But, no, my only point is, even again, if you believe the bull case that it's being underestimated in terms of what it will be able to eventually do in terms of a product and in terms of fueling a huge cycle and upswing in terms of iPhone sales. There still could be, between now and then, some bad news in the likes of another earnings report that will not include anything having to do with positives.
I agree with that. That may be why we see the stock go down. Apple's still very much on its own. They weren't there at the GTC at NVIDIA. Everybody was there. The mega cap, well, not Tesla. Even though Tesla likes NVIDIA's chips very much. We know that from Musk. But, Carl, every time you underestimate Apple, you got to send me an invitation to your funeral. And I don't care what date it is. I don't care what it is. But you go against Apple since $5. There are periods where it's worth going against. But they'll come out. And what will happen is that Luca Maestri will say China was weak. And we'll say, oh, wow, we knew that. Let's buy the stock. By the way, Alphabet was the one that we just trash mercilessly. Look at Alphabet.
Yep.
No. I mean, every time you trash a mega cap, David, you're left in the dust.
It almost doesn't pay to get negative.
No, it doesn't.
Again, we were having those debates for a handful of weeks there. I just come back to it because it didn't last long. Exactly. It may once again be revisited. This is not a short-term question. It's a longer-term question in terms of the viability of Alphabet's monopoly in search.
Right.
But stock came right back.
No, it did. And I'm going to say something that really is near and dear to David's heart. The Fibonacci complex at 167.68, the floor is remarkable.
Thank you for
that.
So
there's five Fibonacci levels that it has that's going to hold this.
Wait, are we talking Apple?
Apple.
Five Fibonacci.
It's cauliflower. Yes. Thank you, Lib Bernadette. Who knew? When I went to Lib Bernadette, they knew that it's a Fibonacci a combination right there on cauliflower.
Cauliflower?
It's a physics. What is it? Algebra?
I would say it's a medieval mathematician, Fibonacci.
Yes.
Pine cones, seashells, cauliflower, and stocks.
is there a Fibonacci on Tesla at 170?
No, right now the only one that has a floor of all the mega caps right here is Apple. And this floor, if I'm right on the Fibonacci's, this is one of the strongest floors that we've seen in some time. 168.
Well, you want Fibonacci to make your floor. He was an incredible,
beautiful,
incredible floor maker.
He's not. That's floor and decor, and I like the stock upgrade 110 to 105 to 150.
Really, I always feel confident on a floor made by Fibonacci. You know you're not going anywhere.
It's
even
medieval,
during an earthquake, you're fine.
Fibonacci work, David, has actually held up.
It's what?
It's held up.
It's held up. Yes, it has.
It has.
The ancient days.
I use it, and it's really extraordinary.
You do?
Yes, I use it. It's been right far more than it's been wrong, Fibonacci. I don't know why. We don't know why a medieval mathematician would be a value right now, but I'm telling you, the 168, there are five floors right here.
All right, but not for Tesla. We mentioned Morgan Stanley's Adam Jonas today, just saying we were calling for
ride-sharing
back in 2018. That was a mistake. A decade later, we're still waiting. August 8th will offer some important clues.
Yep, I love this line, which says it's both long-dated and volatile. Which I thought he was kind of trying to get his cake and eat it too, but it was a pretty negative note. And I like the fact that he ate some crow.
Still got a 310 target.
I know, but he's a little off on that. He upgraded Ford at the wrong time too. Well, I don't know. Ford's been creeping up.
Your buddy, my buddy Saganagi is also out today on Tesla. I'll give you one guess. Think he's positive or negative?
He's negative.
Yeah, of course.
But can I just clarify?
The $25,000 car exists today. BYD makes it, is the headline of his
Well, do
piece.
You see the European, the Chinese stock, cars being stacked up in Europe? Can I just revisit this Tony Saganagi? People may think he's my pal. I don't know him. I don't know him personally.
He's had a 150 target on Tesla for a long time and just recently went to 120.
Well, I mean, I wish he hadn't done that because it would have been great to declare victory. He did not choose to declare victory. I think that at this point we're starting to discount that he doesn't have a small car. We're discounting that the Cybertruck is a complete and utter bust. It's a bust.
So you think the stock price at this point is discounting a lot of bad news?
I think it is, but I think like Apple, where you have to see the Chinese numbers, you have to get the really bad quarter, you have to get the news about the cash flow, David. The cash flow is horrendous here.
Cash flow, right. Again, we already got pretty bad news on deliveries last week.
Yes.
But to your point, we haven't seen the underlying numbers in terms of what that's going to mean for cash flows.
I mean, look, Google, when we get the numbers on search or whatever, that stock's going to lose points. But I just want to hear what Thomas Kurian says, because if they can do, let's say, $50 billion in Google Cloud, I like it. It's good. It's very good.
Very good. $50 billion in Google Cloud would be very good.
Yeah, they'd be more than people think.
It's worth a few Fibonacci levels.
You know how right I'm going to be on Apple? He is going to eat crow and coin.
That's going to be delicious.
I'm the one who was reading the notes just now from an Apple bowl. So
I am telling you, I'm going to bring you some Eric Repair cauliflower, and you can just sit there and count the Fibonacci.
I will eat anything Eric Repair makes.
Well, then let's go to dinner.
Let's do that.
I made the reservation.
I know you did.
Jim, we mentioned AEO, upgraded by Matt Boss over at J.P. Morgan today. He's getting really constructive on some specialty names in retail.
How about PVH?
Yep.
Everybody hates PVH, and he comes out and likes it. And when I read the piece yesterday and cogitated on it today, I said, good, Matt is taking advantage of some of these declines and getting bullish. And I like that. And I think PVH had some weakness in Europe. That will be solved. America was strong. Ralph Lauren, by the way, is having a great year, and that was brought down by PVH. That's crazy. Ralph Lauren's fantastic here. 17 times earnings, great growth. Fabulous growth, actually. Ralph Lauren.
I mean, coming down the stock is, that's not a bad looking chart.
No, it's been
right
a horse.
In a 1 year, come on. Up 50%.
Well, take a look at PVH. That was the one that was most aggrieved. That was way too high coming into the quarter, PVH. Way too high.
Right.
VF Corp, I'm putting negative catalysts
on
that.
Ralph Lauren, it's a different level, isn't it, in terms of Tommy Hilfiger, versus
yes.
Ralph Lauren?
But Tommy Hilfiger,
a different audience.
Tommy Hilfiger's having a really good Europe, and PVH having a weak Europe. But it's just fact. But VF Corp, David, is the one I'm worried about, North Face.
You're worried about North Face?
I'm worried about Vans, North Face.
Tough piece in the Journal the other day about
really tough piece. And, you know, it's been Bracken Darrell's come in there. He was fantastic at Logitech. And people just think he can't pull it off. But remember, they sold denim. And it's denim head. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Denim head to toe, according to Michelle Goss And that's why Levi's has been terrific, David. Levi's been great. Ralph Lauren, Matthew Boss raises PVH, and the Fibonacci.
Levi's good.
Fibonacci level.
Vans bad.
Vans for very
I'm
weak.
Sorry. If you're a guy named Bracken Darrell, though, you can't bet against them. You just can't.
Man with two last names?
You just can't.
If he ever runs Black & Decker, that would
be
amazing.
Oh, my God. And I happen to my
Black & Decker's
charitable
run by
trust.
Bracken Darrell. Yeah.
My charitable trust owns Stanley Black & Decker. And I got to tell you, this guy, Donald Allen, he's going to pull this thing out. A lot of people feel he can't pull it out. He's going to pull
another
it out.
Another two-first-namer. Yeah,
he's two first name. Bracken,
yeah.
Bracken Darrell's
Bracken
two last names.
Two last names.
Never trust a man with
Although
two last
Darrell
names.
Although Darrell could be a first name. Yeah.
David's doing his own Fibonacci work in his head, and he realizes that Apple holds at 160.
Apple is looking so good. I think I'm adding a sixth Fibonacci level. It looks so good.
Jim, what do you do with Freeport here? B of A goes to buy today after a torrid month in the last
like
few
now?
Weeks.
Now, look, people like the commodities, but you buy copper now, I mean, after that parabolic move. No. You just have to say, like Karen Kramer would say on the trading desk, you idiot, you missed it.
You idiot, you missed it.
Right. And it was always very poignant when you got, you idiot, you missed it.
And then you'd throw a phone at somebody and everything would be fine.
The phones those days, you could toss them so easily. Now it's like you kill someone. I'm not going to kill someone.
Well, also, you ruin your phone. Back then it wasn't.
And
it was attached to something. It had a.
I hit the guy on the head with a bottle. He came in at 6:05. He had to be there at 6. I said he was late. He should go home. What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
It's worth touching on DJT, Jim, which has more than been cut in half since the intraday highs. Basically back to where it debuted in March.
Well, it's still a great. It would be unbelievable if you could sell there if you had a lot of it.
You still can't really borrow it effectively. I know people who are trying, there's a handful of, as I pointed out, warrants out there. So you'd want to, if you can, hedge your warrants, but it's difficult to borrow. That said, it's almost assured. It's basically a certainty at this point that former President Trump's company, and 90% is his, and he's suing, by the way, his partners to get the other 10%. We'll get that 40 million additional shares.
Right.
Remember when we were reported on this prior to the de-spacking, we went through the math, talked about the fact that even though everybody seems to want to come with one number, but I'm working with a 200 million overall fully diluted share number, and then the 40 million additional shares he's going to get, stock staying above 1750 for 20 trading days after the de-spac, that's done.
Which one needs more equity, Paramount or Trump Media?
Good question.
Right? Paramount's $8 billion. Media's got less.
The plan with Paramount,
the debt.
Plan with Paramount would be to raise $3 billion if, in fact, the deal that they are now in exclusive conversations about with David Ellison and his partner Redbird happens. The plan, as I've explained, would be you buy out National Amusements, you raise $3 billion in equity. A lot of that backstop by Larry Ellison, David Ellison's dad, but it would still be dilutive to shareholders. You got
deal.
A special committee there that's going to have its work cut out.
Who leads
the
special committee?
It's a couple of directors. They're being advised, obviously, by a well-known investment bank. You want to create a record, if you're that special committee, a really good, strong record to withstand what is going to be an avalanche of litigation that you're inevitably going to get. But you want to make sure you've got a great record that says, hey, we looked at everything, we did everything, we did the right thing here. And that's where, that takes the place, really, of a vote from the majority, the minority, if you have a special committee doing the work that it is doing. And by the way, it may take a while. They are in exclusivity. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stay there because it's not clear, based on what I've heard, that they're going to get a deal done in the next 20-some-odd days that they have left of exclusivity. Doesn't mean you can't extend it. But we'll keep an eye on Paramount shares. They are up, as you see, fractionally down again yesterday.
Disney post pelts.
Disney post pelts. Back to work, man. Back to work. That's all.
Hugh Johnson.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
Sure. CFO.
We want actual business.
Jim, now it's just about delivering and executing. It's making sure that direct to consumer gets to that level of profitability that has now been expected by the shareholder base.
Any prospected sports are looking a little better. We've got some good numbers away from NFL. Wouldn't that be something if ESPN could have a
ESPN is still a very important contributor to the overall Walt Disney Company's earnings.
And Jimmy Pitaro, he should be considered for CEO.
I think he is being amongst those being considered.
It's heavyweight.
Still somewhat early days for who is going to replace Mr. Eisner. He's not Mr. Iger. He's not stepping down for another 2.5 years.
Well, but that if
but
he
you
gets
do
the
want somebody in the role a lot sooner right. than
well,
that.
Gorman is going to do a very good job on the search because he's a hitter.
But I'll come back to you. Own it here or not?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would own it. Peltz is out. I would own it.
Peltz is out? What does that mean? He sold his stock?
Ike is in, but I think that Nelson Peltz, took a very big profit.
However, Perlmutter was the main part of the whole of the overall. So he still owns the shares, we think?
Perlmutter's very, very charitable. Big supporter of Trump, I know. But very charitable. His Perlmutter Cancer Center, that was something Ken Langone made a lot of phone calls, raised about $500 million in about an hour.
Well, he got Robert Downey Jr. teasing a return to Marvel, so that's good for something. That's
oh, my. Yeah. Okay, look, I don't think that Peltz getting out is a reflection on anything other than the fact that it's a big win. I mean, a big, big win.
Jim, GE Aerospace down almost 2. Goldman assumes it a buy 190, but there is some reporting about a squeeze in travel capacity in the airline business because traffic's going to surpass pre-pandemic, we think, and Boeing deliveries and Airbus deliveries have kind of slowed.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, take a look at the incredible action at RTX, which is Greg Hayes' swan song. But that is the good analog, and that's not seeing any letdown. I remain very positive with GE Aerospace and really positive on all the other parts of it. I think they're really good.
All right. Although you said that you thought Vernova was your top of the three.
Well, because I just think that people don't understand the power of Vernova. It's down a lot from where it came public. And the turbine numbers, which David used to look at in terms of trying to figure out service revenue. Remember the turbine numbers? It was kind of... Remember? Don't you remember when you told me that the turbine numbers were...
Oh, turbine.
Well, turbine.
Turbine.
They call them turbine.
Not a turban. Not something I'm wearing on my head. A turbine.
Got it.
Yes, I did look at those numbers, Jim. The Alstom acquisition, remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was a suboptimal acquisition.
That was suboptimal.
Yeah, Larry Cope covered $100
million. Last big deal
in Mel
did, I think, was that one, yeah.
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 Remember when Jeff Hillman was going to do, kind of make it so it was software?
Yes.
Predicts.
Remember
what Ken Langone said about that?
Industrial internet.
Yeah,
yes.
What Ken Langone said was, good luck with that.
Remember John Flannery?
He's a Red Sox fan.
That's a lot of deep tracks fan. There on GE this morning. Market continues to kind of sit on its hands a bit ahead of CPI tomorrow. Dow in a narrow range, down 12, hovering just above 5,200 S&P. Watch bonds were pretty clean of Fed speak and data today.
Thank God.
Before the inflation print tomorrow, 10-year holding 4.37. Don't go away. CNBC lands in Colorado this week to explore how Denver and Boulder have leveraged the Rocky Mountain lifestyle to drive high-growth business centers in aerospace, in energy, health, venture capital, and tech, quantum computing. But, of course, explosive expansion almost always comes with some growing pains. In both cities, local leaders look to the future with a plan to stay on top. Do not miss the premiere of Cities of Success, Denver and Boulder. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Coming up next, it is Stop Trading with Jim. Let's get to Jim and Stop Trading.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of numbers that say that PC shipments return to growth. July and September will be new iterations with artificial intelligence built in for HP. I turn around and say that my club's been buying Best Buy because I think Best Buy is the one that is the biggest beneficiary of return to growth. Corey Barry knows what she's doing. They already have the terrific Samsung phone that they're selling, so that's a buy.
You've been on this idea ever since Microsoft announced that button.
I think it's huge. I think that the refresh is being completely misjudged. You talk to Enrique Lores, they are building and building and building to meet the demand. The refresh is going to be the biggest cycle maybe ever because you get the AI button. Copilot.
Speaking of all that, Jim, tonight, Crowd and Elf.
And Elf. Elf, we're going to get to the bottom of whether Ulta was really bad or maybe it's Sephora. And CrowdStrike, we're going to analyze the Microsoft's ability to protect us. And United Health, I'm going to ask about that because I'm tired of getting told from people exactly what went wrong with me and then asking me for a for money, for Medicare. Medicare.
You feel like all your information's out there.
They have everything. They had everything. They had the hospital. They had the surgery. And everything.
Jim, we'll see you tonight.
Absolutely.
Mad Money, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to continue to watch Amazon, see if it can get back to 188, aiming for a new all-time high. Dow's down 72, back in three.
You've been listening to the opening hour of CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
All opinions expressed by the Squawk on the Street participants are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by them on television, radio, internet, or another medium. You should not treat any opinion expressed on this podcast as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of an opinion. Such opinions are based upon information Squawk on the Street participants consider reliable, but neither CNBC nor its affiliates and/or subsidiaries warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such. To view the full Squawk on the Street disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/Squawk on the Street disclaimer.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.